Blog Talk Radio.
Money.
I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it.
I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese.
So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
We've been doing this for 90 weeks now.
We love our fans. Oh, my goodness. So today I wanted to bring up our topic is going to be all about, you know, streaming quality and using the correct equipment when you are webcamming. And the reason why I'm bringing this topic up is because I had an issue yesterday. And it pissed me off, but I didn't share it on social media like some of you cam models do out there. You know who you are. Like, if girls have issues with their webcamming or their streaming, they always take to social media and they get pissed off and they blame StreamMate or whatever website they're working on, which is so stupid. Don't do that. Big no-no. And me, my problem was, and it had nothing to do with StreamMate, I literally logged in yesterday and I'm, you know, I get all ready. We spend all this time doing our hair, our makeup, you know, whatever we're doing, getting our room ready. And I got completely ready. I even went tanning. And I log in, and all of a sudden I've got all this traffic in my room, and nobody can upload my picture. And I'm just like, shit. Like, okay, I know StreamMate was doing some updates. I'm like, all right, I'll figure this out. Okay, I'm not going to get mad. And then I go and I double-check to make sure, you know, I was calibrated correctly and my, you know, my percentage was good on there. Everything was perfect on StreamMate's side. Come to find out, it's my freaking, you know, my internet connection, which I'm not going to say how much we spend. It's too damn much for this business internet connection. And so I had to have the guy come out today from Cox. Cox, imagine that. That's the name of our internet here. Cox. Cox. You blocked. I got cock blocked by Cox Cable. So they come out today and finally fix it, and hopefully everything will work out. But when I logged in yesterday, it was like nobody could upload my picture, and I could see myself, and it was completely pixelated. Like, it was so horrible. Horrible, horrible. It was, like, really bad. And I had guys, they were texting, how come I can't, typing, how come I can't upload your video feed and this and that. And I'm thinking, what the hell did I do wrong? You know, and even, you know, me and you and all experienced cam models, we come across this issue every once in a while where something happens and you got to figure this shit out.
Right.
So the bottom line is, girls and guys out there, make sure you double check your internet before you get pissed off at the cam company. Just saying, don't blame StreamMate or whoever else you're working under, because it's not their fault 98% of the time. Okay, 99% of the time. I'll throw in another percent. 99% of the time, it's not their fault, because most cam models out there now, especially with StreamMate, you've got to have your shit completely legit. Like, you have to have top-of-the-line computer, you have to have a good internet connection, and you've got to have a good webcam.
Absolutely.
Is what it is. And with you, you know, which is so great, is because you supply all the equipment for your cam models at your studio. So you already know they're going to be, when they log in, there are no issues whatsoever, which is really, really good.
Which
is
awesome.
Yeah, if
ever we have an issue here, it is genuinely the website, which is not
very
often. It genuinely is the website if we're having a problem, but.
Especially for your studio, definitely.
Yeah, but it's very rare that happens. Sometimes it's just the model clicked the wrong thing or whatever, human error.
Mm-hmm. Lord knows cam models have lots of human errors.
Yeah.
Like taking to social media.
Yeah, I don't know.
So tonight we're going to have on the beautiful Miss Melissa Dawson. She's going to be joining us here in about 12 minutes. She'll be joining us and she'll give us her advice on webcamming to all you current and brand new cam models out there, and also her input on making sure your internet connections are correct and also that you're using great quality equipment, because I have still, and this is so funny, I have models that will still DM me on Twitter, or they'll just ask me, can I, like, just stream live from my tablet? You know, and I, I'm just like, do you not read your CAM model handbook? Like, why are you even asking this if you haven't even read your CAM model handbook to begin with? Like, regardless if you're going to CAM under me or anybody else, that should be your first thing you do. If you signed up directly through StreamMate, read the handbook. It's right there in front of you, plain sight. Read it. Read it three times. Seriously. Because most models just
like to read. That's kind of what I've learned.
Or maybe they don't know how to read. I don't know. Something. Mm-hmm. And no offense if some of you can't read, but if you can't, then you're not going to make it as a CAM model because you got to read their typing. Just saying.
Yeah, and they're typing a lot harder to read than the StreamMate handbook.
Right? Oh, my goodness.
I get a ton of girls that contact me and ask me questions about how to do gold shows, and I'm like, didn't you get the email? They send an email, like, and it's pretty cut and dry, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't learn how to do them. They sent me and said, hey, test this out for us. Give it a go. And bam, gave it a go.
Yeah.
And so,
because we know how to read.
Okay.
We have a pretty good attention span, the two of us. Like, we can take the time to actually go through and try and diagnose a problem before freaking out and, like, calling or asking somebody else. And no offense to any of you new CAM models. Like, that, there's no, we're not trying to sound mean or anything, but really, you really truly need to read in your support manual, in your account page, because there's a lot of great info in there. There really truly is.
Be your own boss. So the best thing you could do is learn how to be your own boss.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. If only we could teach all of them that.
Right.
If only we could. Oh, my goodness. And for those of you out there listening, you can call us at 646-595-4038. Make sure you press the number 1, or I won't be able to put you through the line to talk to us. You will be stuck in cyberspace forever for the next 48 minutes. Sorry. StreamMate has this huge contest that's coming up over Christmas weekend.
Yes.
It's not coming weekend, but the following. Holy shit, first place is $5,000.
Yeah.
That is intense.
Sure.
Oh,
is.
My goodness.
It's going to be a
you know how much
online.
Of a, I was just going to say, it's going to be a freaking cat fight.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and don't worry, I'm not working. I'm gone.
Oh, hang on.
I'm gone away. I'm gone away for the weekend with the family.
Hey, $5,000 is a lot of money, but fudge that.
Yeah, no. If I was still single, I would do it in a heartbeat. I'd be like, oh, hell yeah, I'm on.
Right.
I'm going to work 72 hours straight, but not
yep.
so much.
Oh, yeah. 5-6 years ago, maybe. Now, yeah.
Right? We're like, yeah,
spot,
no.
Like, freaks me out. Like, oh, my God, I can't even do it.
Yeah. I mean, that I would rather, you know. Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm getting older. I want to spend time with the family. I want to watch everybody open their presents. I want to eat, drink, be merry, and not think about masturbation.
Yeah.
I mean, I will. And, you know, I'll be doing it. I'm just not going to share it with everybody.
Right. I want to have Christmas sex, but not online.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But it's a great time for all the CAM models out there to get yourself online. Get on there and, you know,
absolutely.
Take part in that, because StreamMate is shelling out a nice little chunk of money for those 3 days. So definitely take advantage
of that. That's why I see a lot of girls, like, complain when they do stuff like that, and it's like, dude, why are you complaining? This is a great thing. They're paying out a ton of extra money. And all you have to do is put it in the time. Don't complain about it. Like, just do it if you want to do it, or just zip it.
Exactly. And like we've said before, complaining cam models are like husbands' wives. Men come online to have fun with us cam models, not to listen to us bitch like their wives or their girlfriends. Seriously.
Exactly.
That's there, not paying anywhere from $1.99 to $20 a minute to listen to women bitch. So smile, look pretty, fuck yourself, and have fun. Just saying. just listen to us. Just smile, look pretty, and fuck yourself. Be a good girl and just share your cookie with the world. That's all you have to do.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. So are you doing any fun stuff with the studio since the holiday weekend, you know, since StreamMate's doing that big old party for the weekend?
Well, I always give my girls discounted stuff on the holidays. And we're having a nice big Christmas party. I'm bringing in some honey-baked ham and a turkey and all the fixings and all that good stuff. And they all got gifts for, I got them all a gift. And we're doing a gift exchange and an ugly sweater competition. Someone's going to win a nice big giant flat screen TV.
Sweet. I'm coming to your studio for Christmas weekend.
Come on. don't threaten us with a good time.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Love it. That would be so much fun. Oh, Johnny, thank you for listening. He's tweeting us. Thank you, Johnny. You're absolutely fabulous, darling. Yes. Oh, you know, another thing I wanted to bring up when it comes to our equipment, you know, and when we're not our equipment, but our webcam equipment, like our computers and our webcam. Like, I'm lucky enough to where we have three computers here at the house, and one of them I keep completely stationary, like you do, you know, with your models at the studio. And I do not move that sucker ever, because I learned from my old laptop that I had that unplugging and plugging back in all the time, the camera and the hardwire connection, it starts to loosen up after a while. And a lot of cam models don't realize that if they are constantly unplugging and replugging, you know, their internet connection in or their webcam, those little connections in there, they do loosen up over time, and you can completely just ruin your whole computer. And not only that, but you have to keep recalibrating your frickin' the software. Just saying.
Yeah, which is super annoying.
Oh, boy, yes, it is. Very annoying. So at least, you know, some of us are lucky enough to where we can have one computer that we use strictly for webcamming. So for you models out there listening, if you're going to really make this a serious business for yourself, invest in one computer that you know that you can use only for webcam, because it makes a huge difference. And another thing, too, when you go to get online and you have all your wireless devices open and you're taking up bandwidth from, you know, your connections. So turn off your wireless devices if you're running them through your home connection. Another thing I learned over the years. Just saying. It's funny how it like makes a huge difference when you, and even, you know, the time of day that you log in, you know, depending on which internet company you're with, you can lose a lot of bandwidth depending on how many people are using that internet company at that time that you're logging in, which I've noticed that at 5, 6 p.m., you know, Pacific Standard Time in my area, it's a lot busier because people are just getting home, they're all getting on their computers, and it makes a difference in my speed test, I've noticed.
So yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy. Yeah, which is crazy, crazy. It's dinner time. They're home. They're like, oh, wife is cooking. I'm going to get online, and I'm going to go see what Sammy and Sage and Melissa are doing. Yep. I'm going to go masturbate while the wife is cooking in the kitchen. I'll go get a little naughty, and then I'll come out smiling for the wifey. Oh, my gosh. So I see you guys that are waiting. I know that you're in the host queue right now. Don't worry, I will be bringing you on. We've got Melissa Dawson joining us here very, very soon, so I want to make sure and bring her on before I bring you naughty, naughty boys on, because I know you guys are going to have a lot to say to Miss Melissa. And we do have a birthday boy that's in the house. His birthday is coming up this weekend, so
yeah.
Definitely want to, we want to bring on our little sweetness for his birthday time. So let's see here. Let me make sure you press one. Oh, there she is. Okay, let me bring her on right now.
Right now.
All right, sexy girl. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good. How are you, Sammy?
I'm fabulous. You're so cute, your little voice. I love it.
Well, thank you.
I love it. I miss you.
I know. I miss you, too.
I know. Oh, my goodness. So awesome to have you on the show, and I'm so glad you took time to come on the show with us girls. And don't know if you heard anything we were talking about, but we were talking about our topic of the night is making sure that you have the right webcam equipment, you know, computer, camera, and internet connection.
Yes.
Important.
All is very important. I just went through that myself. I just had to get my internet updated and make it faster, and I got a new web camera, and oh my gosh, it makes a world of difference.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I was just saying that just happened to me yesterday, and I had to have the Cox guy. Every time I say that,
Cox
it just sounds like the Cox guy.
Cox.
Cox internet guy had to come over, and he had to fix me up for my upcoming Cox show tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I swear to bejesus. So, Melissa, anything fun going on for the holidays with you?
Actually, I'm having Christmas at my house this year. My parents and my sister and her husband and my niece and nephew and, of course, all my kids. We're going to actually have a baking night Tuesday next week to make all the cookies and, you know, all the stuff that we make ahead of time, cookie-wise, Tuesday. So we're going to have a baking night, and then we'll have everybody over Christmas Eve at my house so everyone can go and do their thing on Christmas. Yeah, so, you know, just baking and decorating and running and getting last-minute stuff today. That's all I did, stocking stuffers and, you know, just last-minute stuff. I'm done. Today I'm done, so it's a good feeling.
Well, lucky you.
I know. I know.
I shipped off packages to my daughter today to make sure that they got there in time. I think they get there on Monday or Tuesday.
Aww.
Holy crap. She needs to move back home because, I swear to bejesus, that shipping stuff is so damn expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I was like, oh, they're totally me up, and I'm just like, no. I'm like,
now,
I don't even want to know.
Where is she at now?
Down in Texas. Yeah, small little town in Texas. She's been down there. It'll be a year in January.
Wow.
Yeah. Totally sucks donkey balls, but that's okay.
I know. My daughter started college this year, too, so I know all about the empty nest.
Ugh.
Off to college
she
went, and I cried like a little baby. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when my daughter went to college.
She's old enough to be in college.
Isn't that funny?
I know.
It's so crazy.
She'll be 19 in
March. It is crazy.
I know. So my baby's going to be 18 in February. They're, like, all big now. That's my baby, 18 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. See,
well, I got you guys beat. I got you guys beat, so.
You do have me beat. Sage has got a long
way.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? She has a long time.
Yes,
and her
yes.
baby is so damn cute. Oh, my gosh.
I hope I get to meet him. I really do.
I know, right? In January?
Yes. That's, like, next month.
Isn't that crazy? Like, literally, it's, like, a month away from now.
Yeah, I just got all my pictures in the mail today, and I'm super ready. Like, I'm ready.
Nice. Because that's, like... So the AVN, it starts on is it the 19th or is it the 18th it starts?
I think it's the 15th through the 18th, isn't it? Like a Wednesday through a Sunday?
I think I'm looking. Let me see here. I might have. Yeah, so
I don't
Wednesday,
have a calendar.
Oh, it's the 18th. Yeah, Wednesday.
Is it the 18th?
Yep, the 18th.
Through the 20-something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you know, there's going to be lots of StreamMate fun going on. So
I know. I just got the notice about the party.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to be a ton of
ready
fun.
To have
I cannot
cocktails.
Wait.
Cocktails.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I know. Sage can. She can, like, have cocktails with us.
I know. Oh, there's going to be lots of drinks. Lots of fun
to be
had. I know.
Oh,
imagine that.
I'm telling you, it's going to be so.
I just hope it's not freezing. How's the weather, Sage? Is it cold? It's got to be cold there right now.
It's been kind of cool. It's like, well, cool for us has been like, you know, 51, and that night it's been in the 30s.
Yes, that's super.
Holy crap.
Wow.
It's cold.
Yeah,
and I live in Florida, so we're the hottest. We're the hottest spot in all over. We're still rocking the 80s.
Yeah,
we were like up to 70 here today in San Diego. So.
Oh, that's perfect.
Inland.
We need to all be where you are right now. San Diego is where I need to be. That's like in the middle
of. You do.
You know, I know.
Seriously.
I'm trying to talk my hubby into moving all together. Let's just leave.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. We need to get all three of us together, like, and do, like, a fun cam show. I'm telling you right now.
Hey, I'm ready whenever you girls are.
Yeah,
right? We would totally kill the internet.
I know. I get requests all the time specifically for both of you. When are you going to do a cam show with Sammy and Sage?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know. We need to make it happen. I do travel, ladies. I do travel.
I know, and
let
I
you know
love
when you're
it.
Ready.
I was. It's so funny you say that. I was thinking because somebody had tweeted, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, you and Melissa need to do a cam show together." And I was like, "Oh yes, that would be so hot." And then I was thinking, I was like, "Hmm, you and your hubby come up for a fun weekend, and we'll and we just go get a really nice room with a jacuzzi tub, and we can just like really make it." Sexiness.
Okay, good.
Girly
I'm excited. Give me
seriously.
Some dates, and I'll seriously make it happen.
I will.
Yes,
yeah,
for sure.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. You know, off
yes.
the air.
Off the air.
Okay, excuse me. Let me bring in our. Where's my mouse? Damn it! Lost my mouse. Okay, there he is. I found him. Okay, let's bring him in here. Sweet Pea, are you there, darling?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Sexy Sammy. Hello, Sage. Hello, Melissa. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Loving you, ladies, always.
Aw.
Nice. Happy early birthday there, Sweet Pea.
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Birthday.
Nice. Exciting. What are your birthday plans?
I'm probably going to go to the casino and then to dinner with the family.
Oh,
nice.
I hope you win a lot of
and
good
maybe
money.
Get a little kinky in the evening.
Oh. Well. All right, then.
Nice. You have to send us pictures.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen naughty pictures of you. Naughty, naughty Sweet Pea.
Yes.
So what do you got for us this week, darling?
Well, I know... Melissa is a Rays fan, and you're all three rays of sunshine to me.
Aww.
Look at you. He wants a stocking stuffer. Oh, you want us to stock that stuffing of yours, don't you?
Yes. I'll provide a cocking stuffer.
Oh, you'll provide the stocking? Well... Hey, turnabout's fair play there, buddy.
Right?
Yes, right.
Oh, my goodness.
That's naughty talk. Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's so crazy, crazy. So, Sweet Pea, anything else? Wait. Last week you screwed up. You didn't give us any jokes, and you said you were coming out with something this week. So, bring it on there, buddy.
I know. I got to come up with something. It's just been a crazy, hectic day, but... I'm just loving you, ladies, and my God, I'm just so happy to have all three of you on the air at once. You're all three very, very good favorites of mine, and I'm just so much in love with all three of you.
Aw, thank you.
That's so sweet.
Now everybody knows why they call him Sweet Pea, because he's so sweet all the time.
Yep.
He is. He's always nice. You are.
Yes,
you're always nice to all of us girls. We haven't had to spank you yet. Even though you want us to.
Although I think he would love that, so.
Oh, yes, he would.
Yes, very much so.
He would take every single second of a naughty spanking.
Yes. Definitely.
Yes.
Sweet Pea, you got anything else for us, darling?
Yes, I was noticing on her Twitter page that Melissa has done different shoots. Does she have a favorite shoot of hers that she's done recently?
Oh, gosh. I've been shooting my booty off. I actually just did a shoot in an old historic hotel down in Tampa called the Floridian, which is supposedly haunted. It's like one of the top 15 haunted houses or hotels around. And it was built in 1926, and they put me up in a room that was absolutely gorgeous. I had so much fun, and actually the picture from that shoot is actually going to be my AVN picture that I chose to sign. So it turned out to be my picture for my AVN. I wasn't planning for that, but it actually turned out to be the one. So so far that's been a lot of fun. All of them are fun, but I like to do things that I've never shot. I've never shot there before, so it was a lot of fun. It was really cool.
Nice.
Kind of creepy, but cool. But yeah.
So,
didn't you do a haunted place before for a Halloween shoot or something? Okay.
There's a lot of haunted areas where I live because it's downtown Tampa, Ybor City. There's a place called the Don Vincent, and it's actually on the top 10 most haunted in the U.S. And I did a shoot there a couple of years ago, and
when
I was doing the shoot, I wasn't aware that it was actually haunted, and the girl that was shooting me at the time, we were at the top of the hotel, so there was no floors above us, and the chandelier above the bed that I was laying on kind of started rocking a little bit, and I thought, oh, there must be somebody up, above us. And she's like, oh, honey, by the way, I forgot to tell you, this place is haunted, and this is the top floor. And I was like, wait a minute, what? Legitimately, it was swinging on its own. And when I got a bunch of my pictures back to look back at, there was orbs all over my pictures, crazy.
What?
Orbs. And you could see there was two pictures that I was modeling down one of the hallways and kind of doing just a walking towards the photographer, and there's a face all the way in the back of the wall. You could see a partial mouth and eye. Oh, yeah. Come to find out, the hotel was owned by a husband and wife, and the husband was a doctor, and he was doing illegal abortions in the basement of the hotel. So at night,
they say
you can hear babies crying, and she walks the hallways up and down the halls. And I guess it's had so much paranormal activity lately that they've shut the hotel down, and it's been bought by a private owner. So I don't even know if you can go in it anymore. But that's a little, that was very interesting.
I'm good.
It was absolutely a gorgeous hotel.
I don't care how gorgeous it is. I'm good.
But when you walked in, it had marble staircases. Everything was etched in gold. It was absolutely gorgeous. But anyway, so yes, I've definitely done some crazy photo shoots around here.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Daisy.
I'm good. I'll stay here in San
Diego. Well, you guys know how it is. You're always trying to, switch it up, go somewhere different. For me, it's always everyone wants to get me on the beach, and it's Florida, and let's do bikini shots. And you know what I mean? How many bikini shots can you do?
And you're And being on cam, it's bikinis and, topless. And, it's when we in our minds as cam models, it's when we want to do something different, it actually involves, maybe putting on a little more clothing.
Right. Exactly. I mean, we want it to be sexy. I want my pictures to be sexy and stuff, but, I also have my own website to where I want to have different, you know what I mean? You want to have different looks.
Right.
You don't want to look the same all the time. So just always trying to think of, By the way, Sage, I love your hair. By the way, I was pouring on all your pictures not that long ago, and I love how you're always switching it up. I love the colors.
Thank
what color
you.
Is it
you
now?
Know what?
It's
I'm so glad you brought that up. No, I totally stopped her on cam earlier because I wanted to make sure my internet connection was up and or was working properly, and I saw Sage was on. I was like, wait, her hair looks different. So I clicked on you, Sage. Oh, my gosh, it looks so cute the way you had it today.
Oh,
and I like the color. I'm like, like back to like more naturally like color, but you can do, I swear to Lord, Sage could do blue hair with
any
pink
color
polka dots and it would look,
like, literally any color.
I could, she really does, and it's freaking awesome.
I would look like a troll doll if I try to, like, change my color any other than the way I have it. It would totally not be able to
totally
do it.
No, you wouldn't. You'd look fabulous no matter what.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you would. Yeah, you would. Yeah. No, you would look gorgeous no matter what.
Oh,
okay, Sweet Pea, you got anything else for us, baby doll?
One last thing. Melissa, if you had sex in the haunted house, would that be considered spooky nookie?
Oh! I would imagine
he came up with one.
He did.
He got one.
I definitely didn't get to try that, but that would be interesting. I would definitely be able to say that afterwards. Damn it! Oh wow, that's a good one, John.
I would be so freaked. I mean, I would have.
It kind of like breaks your concentration. Like I was constantly just kind of like looking around and trying to see like if my mind was playing tricks on me or did I really just see something or, you know what I mean? Like it like F's with you big time. So.
I could, there's no freaking way. Like we have this silly haunted hotel. I love to be
scared, don't get me wrong, but that's just
No.
Great question, John. Thank you.
I'm good. You guys can have fun with all the little ghost stuff because I believe in that shit, and that's why it scares the hell out of me.
Oh, I do too, 100%. 100%, especially after all that. That really took it to the next level. That's for sure.
Right? I'm like, that paranormal shit, one of these days, if I'm in a haunted hotel and I'm doing a cam show, it's like my dildos are going to start floating through the fucking air. And like,
insert them for you without you doing it. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Sweet Pea, honey, I got to take another call, baby doll.
Okay, well, ladies, take
care
and have a wonderful evening.
You too, love.
You too, and happy,
thank you all very
happy
much.
Early birthday.
Have a good birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Thanks,
Sweet Pea, honey. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Aw, kisses, darling. Okay, so we are going to bring on our next caller, and let me see. Are you there, darling?
Of course.
Johnny boy. Oh, Johnny. Are you enjoying this haunting conversation?
I am enjoying it immensely. This evening.
Hi.
I swear.
So what's new there, Johnny, honey?
I swear we could put all three of you together in one situation, it would be complete and total madness, and at the same time, completely gorgeous. So
it usually is sexy, fun madness when you put the three of us together.
Yeah.
Seriously, it really is. We connect so well. The three of us do together. Our personalities and just we have that
comes
that,
effortlessly.
We have that connection.
Yes, we do.
It's fun. Fun connection.
Right. That's why I can't wait to see you guys.
I know. Me either.
So
I cannot wait.
Yay. I know. Can't wait.
Since I am broke, I shall be following your adventures via my Twitter feed.
Thank God for Twitter then, right?
Yes. And I, Sammy, I totally feel you on your unfortunate internet issues with your lovely service provider. Yes, because I have a branch of those same wonderful, marvelous people.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, God. If those idiots actually had a clue, I'd be surprised. But I digress.
Well, at least you don't take the social media like some cam models do and vent all your feelings.
And rant. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no, I blazed them out one time. I blazed them out pretty good one time.
Uh-oh.
Like,
oh, you did.
You brainless half-wits. I was a little perturbed. I missed part of my wrestling program that day, so I was not happy.
Uh-oh. No, don't mess with John and his wrestling.
Well, you know, like I told the internet people yesterday, I said, listen, I said, I'm going to bill you what I pay or what I charge per minute for my cam fans. I said, and if I do that, I said, I'll be getting internet service for free for a very long time. I said,
exactly.
Oh, we'll have somebody out there tomorrow. We're so sorry. And I said, no, seriously. I'm like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I'm like, I will bill you.
Pretty soon you would own the cable company.
Right? Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Hey, then service would actually be better. Hey, wait, I'm all in favor of this.
I'm telling you what. We got the Sammy service going on.
That's right. Well, you know, it's what you do. Like, it's what we do. So it's very important that, you know, it's working right and it's the best.
Uh-huh.
And yeah.
Well, it's really hard. You know what's so hard is for new cam models that don't want anybody to know what they're doing, you know, and they have internet service set up and whatnot, and they don't want people to know. I feel really bad because they're just scared to let anybody know what they're doing because how do you explain this is, I need this internet connection to be this good, you know, running at this high speed of connection.
Level. And they're like, why?
And they're like, yeah, exactly. They're like, yo, but why? They're like, your download speed is perfect. And it's like, no, you don't understand. I need upload speed. You do not get it.
Yeah, like hooray, upload.
Because yesterday my upload speed when I checked my speed test, it was a 0.80.
Oh, my God.
And y'all know. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. And the internet that we have today after Resolve finished and done, on my wireless device, it was a 32.4.
Wow.
On wireless. So, if I'm running a 32.4 of upload on wireless when I'm hardwired in, crazy. So my internet, is good. But we pay for it. We pay for it.
I literally had to have the same thing. I had to have all that checked. And, you know, with all Stream 8 and everyone's doing with browsers now and stuff, it's like, oh, my God. It's like, speak English to me. Tell me what I have to do.
You know what's crazy? Since you just brought up the browsers, you know, and all this stuff's going on and how a lot of these different internet browsers are not going to support what we're doing, it's all a conspiracy.
How could it not be?
It's a conspiracy against cam models. These people who are behind this, I swear to bejesus, are unhappy housewives that are just trying to get us cam models.
You best believe it. You know it. I agree 100%
with
you.
That's what it is.
It's ridiculous.
They caught their husbands. They caught their husbands jerking off to us, and they're pissed off that they're following us on Twitter, and they're coming at us at a mad force. That's all right.
I
believe there's conspiracy.
That's all right. We'll find ways around that.
That's right. We will find ways around your husband's cocks. Trust us.
That's right, girl.
We will do it.
Best believe.
You know, I went around it better anyways.
Right?
I always say, never underestimate a focused woman.
That's right.
Oh, never underestimate a very smart cam model.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Have you guys seen the movie Bad Moms?
I have
not
seen that one yet.
Okay, you have to see it. Because
I
had one of my... Did you see it, Sage?
I didn't see it. It looks so funny, though.
Well, there is a part in the movie where one of the moms comes in and the husband is in front of his computer playing with his, you know, obviously doing something naughty, and she walks in and he's trying to pull his pants up and turn his computer off, and there's a webcam model in front of him who he's been having, like, an affair, I guess you could say, for the last 10 months, and the whole question came up, is it really cheating? You know, he doesn't touch her. He hasn't met her. He doesn't know where she lives. But he goes. She's the only one he goes in her room. And for the past 10, you know. So you guys should watch it because I could really relate to the whole, you know, because one of the radio guys down here in Tampa posed that question on his radio show the other day, had people calling in wanting to know if women looked at us as, you know, homewreckers, or would you allow your husband, do you feel better knowing that he's not at a strip club where he can actually touch somebody, or would you prefer a webcam model where it's just what you see, it's basically like your husband's watching porn, it's just live, you know? So it was pretty interesting.
I have been called a homewrecker.
Oh, I have.
From wives. Like I've had hate mail. Yeah, I've had hate mail come through.
I have too. Trust me. Oh yeah.
It's like some of these guys, they don't remember that. If these, you know, crazy charges come through, and your wife has seen a statement, and she's like, "Excuse me, honey, why did you just have a $540 credit card charge, and I don't know what it's for?"
Yeah.
I mean, you can only say that you bought tires for your truck, you know,
so many times.
Every once in a while.
Right. Yep. Have you got some explaining to do?
And what's this Amazon charge? What is that Amazon charge for? I didn't see anything.
I haven't worn. I didn't get this outfit. Who's this for? Well, it's good though. Definitely go watch it because it it's pretty funny that they're putting webcam models in movies now. I was like, yay, that's awesome. And then they kind of painted a picture of, you know, the opposite of whatever. But
well, that's like that TV series. That TV series called Shameless. I finally watched that a while ago. And Kev and his girlfriend V, and they were doing the webcamming. Me and Furby were laughing our ass off when it came up on the screen and she turns on the webcam. We just look at each other and shake our heads. We're like, really? Really?
It's funny. Yeah.
It was hilarious. I'm just like, I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
This is like,
but
webcam
what's funny
is everywhere.
Is there's so many people that do it. It's not just girls now. It's guys, it's couples. It's not like it's just a one-sided thing. Like your man could be camming and I could be wanting to go to him for 10 months. It's not all about us being homewreckers.
I knew that was what was going on with Furby.
Yeah, see? You never know. Someone might be playing helicopter for him. Yeah. But, you know, it's true. It's a very popular. I mean, even porn stars are now not doing porn anymore. They're doing webcam shows. It's like the, you know, it's the popular thing to do now.
Yeah, you know what, and Sage and I, we've talked about that so many times about how, you know, porn stars are crossing over, which I was lucky enough to cross over into the porn world, so it was much easier for me, but, you know, we brought this up before where when you, because especially with Sage having her own studio and she's tried to hire porn stars that come in and work, they're almost like having, you know, exotic dancers where they're very hard to train.
Yep, they are.
Very hard.
Well, they're used to doing their way. They're used to everyone doing everything for them. And, you know, they kind of think they're above everybody else. Yep.
Yeah.
And they're very high maintenance. And I'm not cutting on them.
Boy.
I'm just saying, I know, you know, firsthand.
Oh, trust me, I know. I've tried to train a few. Like, physically train. I've physically tried to train adult performers that have never cammed before. And it is, it's just not physically possible.
Not easy. No.
Yeah.
It just does not work.
Because, you
know
their
why
audience
is so hard.
Yeah.
It's so easy for us girls. I wish everybody else could just figure it out. It's like us girls have it down to a science, and we know exactly what we're doing. And if we could just take an ounce of our knowledge and our personality and how we work our webcam and just share it with everybody, like I'll give it to you for free if you'll just listen.
Yeah,
it's like, you're just listen, take my advice. Yes, just listen to me.
Yeah. I mean,
all
you have
to
listen
to me.
You have to put your personality, even if it's someone that is shy and doesn't have a personality, if you're going to webcam and you're going to be successful at it, you have to, like today, I was waiting for my connection to, so I had another webcam up while I was waiting. And I was, you know how you can put the little cursor over and look into someone's room, like the different models?
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at this one girl that was at last year's AVN. She's literally sitting cross-legged, smoking a cigarette with her phone in her hand, like scrolling through like pictures, like not even talking. Like she, like it was like, And then she proceeds to say, oh, my God, why am I even doing this? Like, there's five people in my room. I mean, me, like, being like treating the people that were in a room like crap. It's like,
yes.
Oh, my God, people, you really don't understand that it's all about taking care of your fans. And when you're on cam, be there for them and not for you. And it's just, it's all about personality.
Exactly.
And, you know, you're not going to be anybody.
Well, and that's one of the things that's like you said, she had five people in her chat room. Do you know how many cam models would kill to have five people in their chat room?
Right.
I mean, and for some of these girls just to be so blatantly rude and just they don't care. Like you said, they don't care about their fans.
No.
And you just, you really got to love what you do. And this is a business. And the three of us girls know that this is a frickin' business, and you work your ass off to get your name out there, and it pays off. It really, really, truly does. And right now, you know, StreamMate's doing a lot of updating, and, you know, like they're making all these browser changes. And so, girls, you just got to stick through this, or not just girls, but all cam models out there, you got to stick through this issue right now that's going on.
Girls are scared. I've seen a lot of chatter today because they kept getting kicked off. No one could get their, you know, their shows were getting cut off in the middle of their gold shows. And, you know, it's just, it's easy to get frustrated. But, and it's that time of year,
you just
too. You know,
we
know it's all around Christmas time. It's slow down. It slows down around this time of the year. I tell a girl on today, she's like, she put on her Instagram 4.5 hours in and I couldn't even do a topless show. Ugh. Like, she literally dedicated 4.5 hours. Like, these girls, you know, are committing themselves to 4 hours of trying to get something. So, you know, that to me, that's, you know, she could have been 5 minutes gone, but she really tried to have a successful day at it. So the thing is with webcamming, you never know who's logging in. You never know who's coming in your room. You never know who's watching you, what opportunity could be around the corner for you. You just have to really remember that this is your business and this is about your fans and, you know, being successful at it.
And with any new cam model, it's just like starting up any new business that you do. It takes hard work in order to become successful. If you work really hard at it, you will become successful. And if you're a StreamMate cam model, just work through this little time while StreamMate is updating everything and just wait.
Hang in
because
there.
Because good things, good things
it's gonna
are
get
coming.
Better.
Oh, boy. It's not only going to get better, but StreamMate's going to literally be the absolute best website for cam models out there to be on.
Yep.
And they're already amazing. But it's only going to get better. Trust me.
Yep.
2017 is going to be huge.
Off the chain.
Huge, huge for cam models. So just get your foot in the door now.
Yeah.
And because once StreamMate blows up, because once StreamMate blows up and gets even bigger, you're going to kick yourself in the ass.
Yep.
Just saying.
We're all there for a reason.
Oh, boy. That's right. This is why we do what we do. Because we just love what we do, and we work our asses off, or we've worked really hard earlier, and now we don't have to work as hard as we do.
That's hard. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't have to. So, Johnny, darling, do you have any more questions?
I was just nodding my head during most of the things because I'm listening to everything, and I'm like, yes. They're all these points these ladies are making are 100% right. And I, being somebody who follows several of you, I understand and see the frustration thing of people not valuing what you do and that kind of thing. I think, to me, that's the most annoying thing because most of the people that I've encountered that do this line of work are nice, hardworking, good people at the whole root of everything. And it just gets on my nerves when I see people bash them and things like that. And, oh, that's trashy. You did that. And I'm like, oh, shut up. You wish you had the body to do it. So shut up.
They're just jelly.
So it's just one of those things, you know. I was going to ask you, though, from the perspective, how tough is it when you have equipment failures and things like that? And have you ever taken a significant hit business-wise from the standpoint of when your equipment has gone down on you and if you've seen decreases in your following because of the failure of the equipment.
Well, I know for myself personally, no, because this goes back to us building up such a huge fan base that when us girls have worked so hard to build up our fans, they're still there. I mean, that's just me personally. I don't know if you girls agree, but that's my opinion personally.
I've never taken a significant hit, but there's definitely been times where, you know, I wish I could have cammed more when the system was down, and who knows what day I could have made that day. But it also puts you back in perspective knowing that, you know, you can't just rely on that one thing in a business. You have to make sure that it's successful and that you always have something to fall back on. So, you know, it just you have to make sure that you take care of you and your fans. And that's why social media is so awesome, because when you do have a day where you're getting kicked off cam, at least you can send pictures out on Twitter and say, hey, I'm sorry I'm not on today, but I appreciate you guys, and send out pictures or however you want to make sure to let them know that you're trying to make them a part of your day. It happens. I mean, you know, computers suck sometimes, and, you know, you have to deal with it. But, you know, like I said, thank God we have social media and we have other things to fall back on, you know, and our fans are the greatest because, you know, they know.
That is so freaking, oh, my gosh, yes. And there's so many other ways that, you know, cam models, like, which we all know women have this thing that happens, you know, monthly.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
when we can't
and there,
be
you're
live
right.
on
there's
cam.
Some, yeah. True.
When we can't
it's
be live
all
on cam.
It's all about a titty show today.
right?
Toys and titties. That's what I've called it. That's what
oh
you're getting
my
today.
Gosh.
Titties and toys.
Too funny. All right, ladies and gents, we're going to have to let you go there, Johnny boy. Thank
Bye,
you
John.
So much
Ciao.
For tuning in. Ciao,
darling. You
Bye,
guys have a wonderful holiday.
You too.
You
Merry
too,
Christmas.
Honey. Merry Christmas. Merry reindeers
right,
and happy snowballs.
Right?
Okay, girls. So, Melissa, why don't you give us all your shout-outs where everybody can find you, because we are now at the end of the show, and I'm so glad we had you on. You're so cute.
Yay. Well, I'm so excited to announce that I have my own website now. It's melissadawsondd.com. It's a fan page where you can see all my videos, all my picture sets. You can join as one of my fans. There's previews to all my stuff there. My Twitter is @melissadawsondd. And webcamming is daisy_dawson.cammodels.com.
Yay! Love it, love it. And Miss Sage Montana, give us
Sage's stuff. All right, guys, you can watch my live shows at sagemontanaxxx.cammodels.com. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at sagemontana1 or on Instagram at sageinvegas. And you can also send me naughty text messages using sexpanther/sagemontana.
Oh, I forgot that one, too. I think we're all doing sexpanther, aren't we? Are you, Sammy?
Yeah. You know what? I do off and on. I haven't been lately because I've just been so busy with other things going on. But I will be getting back to it. Very, very soon.
Sorry,
and remember,
Sage,
you guys
cut into you.
Oh, wait. Are you, Sage, you have more, darling?
No, I'm good.
And
go,
you guys
Sammy.
Can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. And also you can catch my live cam shows at Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And remember, once again, follow us all on Twitter, SammyBrooks69, SageMontana1, MelissaDawson2D.
Yes.
And also, don't forget, Dollhouse_Radio. You want to make sure that you follow them as well. We are live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And next week we have the beautiful Rihanna James will be joining us, a wonderful, gorgeous TS that I met in January. So she will be joining us next Thursday evening, and I'm sure we'll have a yummy, fun topic for all of you naughty fuckers out there listening to us. So on that note, everybody have a fabulous masturbating evening, and we will talk to you again soon. And girls, Have a fabulous weekend. And
you too,
Sage,
Sammy.
I will talk
Sage.
To you soon. Yes.
Love you guys.
Oh, my gosh. And Melissa. Mm-hmm. Melissa, we'll talk about, San Diego weekend here soon.
Yes, we will. Hell yes.
All right.
All right, guys.
Everybody
love
have
you.
A
bye.
Love you, girl. Have a,
bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a fabulous evening.
Bye.
To give up, I pull myself back up, learn to save the day with the world on my shoulders. No matter what, I'ma always find a way. If I gotta kick down doors, I'ma break them down to the floor like no other. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. I'ma always hold it down, bring it home. You ain't gotta worry about that. No, I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body. Much more than what you think you say. I'm a super, super woman. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a banging body. Much more than what you think of me. I'm a super, super woman. Time to go hard in the pain. On my chest, never walk away from the rain till it's over. Hit him with a left hook and a right one, till I'm the last one left. Never ever judge a book by its cover. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. But I do it like I own it. Grinding every day like a hustler on the corner. But I ain't pushing weight, no, I'm moving something total. Like the girl in the diner, single mom on her own with nobody else behind her. College girl, finding time for assignments. See them all in me, I do it for the D and the E. And I'm just beginning, never gonna stop till I cross that finish. All they wanna see is the thickness. But soon they gon' all be